And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Navalny's family and supporters are laying the opposition leader to rest after his death in prison. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
Hundreds of mourners lined up behind control barriers outside of the church, many holding red flowers. On live-streamed footage, the crowd applauded and chanted his name as his coffin was taken out of the vehicle as it arrived at the church. Many came from around Russia to say their goodbyes. Mourner Nadezhda Ivanova, who came from Kaliningrad for the event, told the AP, Alexei, for everyone who's here today and for many who did not dare to come here, is a person who not only gave his life in the fight for something, but who gave his life in the fight for us. His supporters say several churches in Moscow refused to hold the service before Navalny's team got permission from one in the capital's Marino district. I'm Karen Shamas.
U.S. President Joe Biden approves military airdrops of aid into Gaza after a chaotic encounter left more than 100 dead. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The president says the military will soon start airdrops of aid, noting the flow of help right now is nowhere near enough.
Innocent lives are on the line and children's lives are on the line.
The U.S. had been considering airdrops for months, and while yesterday's incident appeared to tip the balance, it won't be easy.
There's few military operations that are more complicated.
White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says the airdrops will supplement overland air deliveries. The administration's pushing Israel to allow more truck convoys into Gaza. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
For pictures, video stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And for additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. According to updated estimates from the World Health Organization and an international group of researchers, more than a billion people globally are now considered obese. With more, here's VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
Obesity is so prevalent, it has become more common than being underweight in most nations, including those that struggle with undernourishment. Francisco Braca, director of the Department of Nutrition and Food Safety in the World Health Organization, calls the prevalence of obesity and underweight the double burden of malnutrition.
Obesity rates have been increasing most of the world countries. Only a few countries have been able to keep the rates at the levels of 30 years ago. But in general, there's been a large increase, both in high-income countries and in countries of lower income.
According to the WHO, obesity is a condition linked to an increased risk of numerous serious health problems. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
A Texas judge has blocked the state's attorney general from forcing an LGBTQ plus advocacy group to hand over information about transgender children receiving gender affirming medical care. Friday's ruling comes just a day after PFLAG sued to try to stop the state's effort to get the information. A judge says making the group comply would violate members' constitutional rights, including freedom of speech and association and protection from unreasonable searches. PFLAG and the state have been in court multiple times as Texas officials seek to curtail access to gender-affirming care for children. A New Jersey businessman pleads guilty and agrees to cooperate in Senator Bob Menendez's corruption case. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
Jose Uribe admitted he gave Menendez's wife a Mercedes-Benz in return for the senator stopping all investigations related to one of Uribe's associates. According to the plea agreement, Uribe could face up to 95 years in prison. He could get leniency because of his expected cooperation in the case. Authorities say Menendez and his wife accepted bribes of cash, gold bars, and the Mercedes in exchange for his help and influence over foreign affairs. The Menendezes have pleaded not guilty. Their trial is expected to start in May. I'm Ed Donahue.
The European Union says it will pay $54 million to the main provider of aid in Gaza next week. It says the cash-strapped UN agency has agreed to allow EU-appointed experts to audit the way it screens staff to identify extremists. The UNRWA agency is reeling from allegations that 12 of its 13,000 Gaza staffers participated in the October 7th Hamas attacks in Israel. More than a dozen countries have suspended funding. It's the main supplier of food, water, and shelter, but faces financial collapse. The European Commission said Friday that two further tranches of 16 million euros each go to UNRWA as it complies with their agreement. UNRWA chief Felipe Lazzarini says the funding, quote, comes at a critical time. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.